Daniela D'Ambrosio had used a good portion of her savings to visit a new-to-her country for spring break, with the expectation of expanding her horizons. But heat, bruised ribs, and the oppressive odor of coconuts, sweaty bodies, and spilled alcohol threatened to drive her from the most popular dance club in Cancun long before last call. She'd spent plenty of time on the beach while growing up on the island nation of Sarcaccia. She'd even visited its dance clubs. They didn't compare. Sarcaccia's old-world charm and Mediterranean traditions pervaded even its nightlife. Wine, brie, and thick, weedy crackers were as likely to be shared between sessions on the dance floor as gossip. Cancun, on the other hand, was boisterous. It thrummed with youth in the way only a city carved from the jungle with the express purpose of becoming a vacation hotspot could. Newness infused everything, from the menus to the music to the sombrero-bedecked frog and lizard decor of its bars. She couldn't imagine Sarcaccia's princes and princess socializing here, as they did in the nightclubs of their homeland. They certainly would not use the breaks between songs to tip backward on chairs or lie on tables to have tequila poured down their throats. "You can't go now. This DJ is amazing," Katya yelled over the music when Daniela waved to indicate that she needed to get some air. "And we'll never find you again. Stay. Dance. You'll get your second wind." For another 10 minutes, Daniela made the effort, but she was danced out. Tired out. Crowded out. Since their arrival 2 hours earlier, she'd suffered multiple elbow blows to her back and sides as dancers raised their plastic cups to cheer for the DJ, wave to friends, or call out orders to overworked bartenders. At the start of a new song, Daniela touched Katya's shoulder, then leaned close to her friend's ear and took care to enunciate so Katya could understand her over the booming bass. "I'm going to take the bus back to the hotel and meet you there. Let everyone know, all right?" Katya checked her watch. Her hip sway didn't hitch. "We have 40 minutes until the buses stop running. The last few will be packed. Stay a little longer, then we'll all get a taxi. It won't cost much if we split one of the vans." "I need to save energy for tomorrow night. Dance your heart out. Have fun. I'll be fine." Katya looked doubtful, but then her gaze snagged on a handsome guy in a Red Sox baseball cap and an auburn t-shirt who leaned against the bar looking in their direction, and Daniela knew she had her escape route.